Center. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is planning to speed up its hiring of more than 700 officers, increase the use of overtime, and use more dogs to help with security screenings. And this is why. Hours-long waits at security checkpoints and airports across the country. Missed flights. Checked bags missing their flights after a TSA computer slowdown. The TSA, which handles security of U.S. airline travelers, says it lost thousands of employees in 2014 and that they haven't yet been replaced. But the number of passengers it has to screen has not slowed down. Officials say longer wait times are inevitable as travel increases during the summer and that it won't take shortcuts in its screening process that could make Americans less safe. So bottom line, if you're planning to fly, factor in some extra time for security. Up next, a controversial instruction from the U.S. government to public school districts. It concerns people who are transgender, those who identify as a different gender than what's on their birth certificate. Without U.S. Census information on gender identity, we don't know how many Americans are transgender. Some estimates suggest it's somewhere around half of 1%. Last week, the Obama administration sent out a letter telling schools to allow transgender students to use whichever bathroom matches their gender identity. They wouldn't need a medical diagnosis or a birth certificate, only a communication from a parent or guardian about the student's gender identity. This is a directive from the federal government. It's not a law passed by Congress, but it threatens schools that don't follow it with the loss of government funding.
We will not yield to blackmail from the President of the United States.
The federal government calls them guidelines, but several states, including Texas, see them more as a threat.
This goes against the values of so many people. It has nothing to do with anyone being against a transgender child.
At a Friday morning press conference, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says a line has been crossed by the federal government after the Department of Justice sent a letter on transgender bathroom use in public schools across the United States.
I'm telling all the superintendents in Texas right now, you have about 3 weeks left of the school year. Do not enact this policy.
In the letter, Attorney General Loretta Lynch writes, there is no room in our schools for discrimination of any kind, including discrimination against transgender students on the basis of their sex. Under the guidelines, public schools that receive federal money are obligated to treat students consistent with their gender identity, even if their records indicate a different sex, access sex-segregated facilities consistent with a student's gender identity, and protect a student's privacy related to their transgender status.
Undo!
AC2!
Undo!
AC2!
The action sets the stage for a legal battle that's been in the making since March. House Bill 2 in North Carolina began the recent controversy. The law requires trans people to use the public restroom related to the gender on their birth certificate, not how they identify. North Carolina and the feds have traded accusations and lawsuits. Some states, including Arkansas and Texas, insist there's been government overreach. The feds say civil rights have been violated.
Because this is not just a North Carolina issue. This is now a national issue.